Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode. In this video, I'm going to be answering the question of what is FICO and breaking down the five things that you need to know about your FICO score that's going to make it go up or down so you can improve your credit. Hey everybody, this is Dominique with DJH Capital Management, helping you to do more with your life and money here on YouTube today, helping to spread knowledge around financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development. And today we want to talk about that FICO score. There's a lot of power in your credit score, and we want to break down the five factors that the FICO score uses in order to determine whether you're a good credit or a bad credit. Remember, if you like what you're seeing today in these videos, you can learn more on my YouTube channel. Just hit that subscribe button and I'll get you all the updates that you need to help you win with your life and your money. Let's get started. Why FICO? Well, FICO is one of a couple different credit scores that you can get. You can get a Vantage score, you can get a Beacon score, but for the most part, FICO is the Mac Daddy of them all. It stands for Fair Isaac Corporation, and 90% of lenders, so we're talking about thousands of financial institutions and lenders that use this score to determine whether you're a good credit or a bad credit. Now let's get into this credit score. The FICO credit score actually ranges from 300 as a very poor credit all the way up to 850. Now that is a huge range. And so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take some time to walk you through these five factors, just looking over the shoulder of me while I'm on the computer, going through their website, making sure that you understand everything that you need to understand in order to improve your credit score. Hey there. So we're going to move over to this over shoulder view of myfico.com. So on myfico.com, if you go there and just go, let's just go back real quick. So go down to credit education and hit learn more. And this is going to kind of really go into the, you know, they got videos here. They got all kinds of stuff here. We can just kind of scroll through real quick. Really a good site. And like I said, they control 90% of the market when it comes to this. So you can pretty much rely on what they're saying as far as being accurate. Now, how the scores are calculated, let's break down these five factors that we mentioned earlier. And so if you go to their menu on the left, entitled credit scores, and you can look at how scores are calculated. And it goes through these five factors that we're going to briefly talk about right now. Payment history, amount of debt, length of credit history, credit mix, and new credit. So these are the five factors that you need to know about if you want to improve your score. If we're talking about improving your score, they're going to let you know the things in their little algorithm or their formula that lowers or raises your score. So let's just kind of go through it. So they're weighted differently. So you can see that payment history by far has the most weight at 35%, going all the way down to credit mix, which has 10% of the weighting. Now, what I always tell clients is payment history is by far the biggest. We did a video on learning your debt to income ratio, but suffice to say, the lender, if you put yourselves into the lender's shoes, what would you be thinking about? You would be thinking about that person's ability to pay back the loan. So payment history, which relates to the ability to pay back or your ability to pay on time, that is going to be by far the biggest factor. Now, what I would say about that is the further you get away from your due date, if you have a due date of, let's say, August the 14th, and, you know, if you're 30 days late on November or September the 14th, and then 60 days late on October the 14th, then the progressive late dates makes this much worse on your credit profile. So I would just say, try your best to pay things on time. And if you're at a point where cash is tight, at least pay the minimums, because the more you miss, the harder this hits your score. Now let's talk about the amount of credit, because that is a big factor also. It's 30%. So having credit is not a problem. But if you're always using credit as a way to purchase, then that's a different issue. So just think about the lender when we talk about those two ways to purchase things, which is cash or credit. If you are always carrying these big credit card balances, that's a bad sign. That's a red flag to a lender. And so that's what this part of the score is calculating. It's looking at your really what is called your credit utilization. So if you look at how much credit you have, like your credit limit, which could be like, let's say $10,000 between all your credit cards, and the amount that you're using at that particular time, let's say that's $2,000. Well, that equates to a credit utilization score of 20%. And so that 20% is typically where they want you to be. I always advise clients to be at 20%, no more than, and that will increase your credit score rather than decrease your credit score. Let's also look at length of credit history. Now, I always get this question here is people, they'll take a balance that they had on a card and transfer it via a balance transfer and then close down that old card that they have. That's not a good idea because the balance transfer to the new card is a new account. And as you can see here, length of credit history is 15% and also your new credit is 10%. So the balance transfer question, you would always want to, if you're going to do a balance transfer, leave that old card open because essentially that transaction of moving your old balance to a new card, that old card that had all your credit history now goes away. And that's almost essentially 25% of your score if you combine those two categories. So you'll always want to keep long credit history. Now, if you don't use the card, that's fine, but don't cancel the card out. And credit mix finally would be, you know, just kind of the type of credit that you have. Do you have all credit cards? Do you have mostly student loans? Do you have mostly installment debt, which could be like a mortgage payment where you're having a fixed payment for a set amount of years? That factors in also because a lender does not want to see you with just one type of debt. They don't want to see you with just a bunch of Best Buy or Target cards. They want to see you with, you know, installment loan debt or, you know, maybe even some credit card debt or different kinds of debt so we can understand what type of borrower you are. And I think I already hit new credit. So those are the five factors. You would want to know those so that you can improve your credit score. Now, I would say this. FICO is in the business of making money and selling data. So take some of what they say on this site with a grain of salt. Just use the information on how to improve your score to your benefit. Don't buy into some of the consumer traps of, you know, getting extra cards or just get what you need. And that way you can improve your situation as quickly as possible. So hopefully that's been helpful. Hey, if you've liked what you've heard and listened to today, please give me a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel for more updates. Now, here's my question for you. Do you think that FICO scores are fair? Why or why not? Leave your answer down in the comments and we'll talk to you later. Hey there, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment as I answer every single comment I receive. Now have a great and prosperous day.